Chapter 16. The Call of the Wild. Now that John Thornton had some extra money, he was free to travel where he wanted for some time. Thornton, Hans, and Pete decided to travel eastward with their dogs to look for a legendary lost gold mine. They didn't need to stay on the usual route, and they could travel for as long as they wanted. After the long winter, they enjoyed the sounds, sights, and smells of spring. During the summer and autumn, they walked, hunted together, and fished in the rivers and lakes, then continued their journey through another cold winter until spring came again. That spring, after traveling for a year, they found gold some distance away from the regular gold fields and made camp. Every day the men worked hard collecting gold, but the dogs did as they pleased. Now that Buck had so much free time, he could sit and dream more often. At night, next to the fire, he began to dream again of the hairy man with the short legs and long arms. In his dreams, he now ran with the hairy man through the forest. At times, the man climbed into the trees and jumped from tree to tree, while Buck ran under the trees. Sometimes, when Buck woke up, he thought, "Was it a dream, or did it really happen a long time ago?" At this time, Buck began to feel the call of the wild again. He knew from instinct that the call was connected to the hairy man in his dreams. He began to leave the camp at night and run in the forest. Each time he ran a little further from the camp and stayed in the forest a little longer. One night he woke, heard the call, and ran out of the camp. On a small hill, he saw a wolf. The wolf's nose was pointing to the sky, and it was howling. Buck moved towards the wolf, but the wolf ran away from him. Buck chased the wolf. Finally, the wolf stopped, turned, and waited for Buck to attack. Buck was 3 times the wolf's size, but he didn't attack. Instead, he circled the wolf until the wolf understood that Buck didn't want to fight, and it lost its fear. Buck and the wolf smelt each other, became friendly, and played together. Then the wolf began to run quickly further into the forest, and Buck ran with him, very happily. "I'm playing with my own brother," he thought. "Finally, I'm answering the call of the wild." Buck and the wolf stopped next to a small river to drink. Suddenly, Buck remembered John Thornton and sat down. The wolf began to run forwards, then returned and touched noses with Buck.
"Come into the wild with me," he seemed to say.
But Buck stood up and started walking slowly back towards the camp. For more than an hour, the wolf walked with him. Then it sat down, pointed its nose to the sky, and howled again. One part of Buck wanted to stay with the wolf, but he continued walking to the camp. Soon he couldn't hear the wolf anymore. John Thornton was eating his supper when Buck returned to the camp, and they were both pleased to see each other. For 2 days and nights, Buck stayed with Thornton, but then again he heard the call. He began to stay in the forest for days at a time, and he became wilder and stronger as the days passed. He caught fish from the river and hunted for his meat, often killing bigger and stronger animals. Sometimes he looked for his brother, the wolf, but he couldn't find him. Except for his fur and his size, Buck was very similar to his brother Wolf. A wolf's fur is all gray, but Buck's fur was gray and brown, with a white line in the middle of his chest. In size, too, Buck was much bigger than an ordinary wolf. He was the dominant beast, and he was frightened of nothing. And so it continued. Buck repeatedly felt the call of the wild and ran into the forest. Only his love for John Thornton took him back to the camp again.